Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Paul Cervera, president of Golden Goliath Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is GNG, as well as on the Pink Sheets, ticker symbol is GGTHF. And Golden Goliath Resources is a Canadian-based junior exploration company with its main property in Chihuahua, properties in Chihuahua, Mexico. Thanks for joining us for the update today there, Paul.
Thank you very much, Juan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. Anytime. So, yeah, let's start off talking about the recent exciting news about the new gold and silver zone at La Bolas.
Yes, Las Bolas is just one small portion of our overall property package in the Sierra Madres of Mexico. It's really a 15 by 25 kilometer district. But recently we've been focusing on the Las Bolas property. And we had, back in September, completed a 43-101 compliant report on the property. So this is done by an independent consultant. It's a very stringent level of reporting requirements for the TSX exchange. And it was essentially a resource calculation type of report, and it outlined the potential target at Las Bolas, as well as an inferred resource. And the potential target was what really excited us quite a bit, because that falls into a range, and that range is somewhere between 30 and over 100 million ounces of silver. And that puts us into a big category, and it's very, very attractive type of target. And that potential is really only based on 10 veins that occur over about a 1,500 meter strike length, and the grades are estimated to about 400 meters deep, but we do have old workings that range over 600 vertical meters. So it's a conservative when it comes to with respecting the grades and the depth of mineralization. The assays were all capped at 300 grams of silver per ton, even though we have many that are much higher than that. And that potential target does not include gold, and yet there's a lot of gold on the property as well. We have one of the stopes in the old workings has a zone that's, 12 and a half meters wide, 45 meters long, and has 1.25 grams of gold and 577 grams of silver. So we have some very, very attractive numbers. And even more recently than that is we've discovered a second zone that's essentially perpendicular to this first area, and it's
about de Plata.
Pardon me?
Is that the Mosca de Plata?
Mosca de Plata, yes, that's correct. And Mosca de Plata means, as you might know, silver flies.
Yeah.
And they talk about this because when you look at the wall, you can see little silver specks in the walls of the underground workings. And so this is a disseminated type of deposit. The main Las Bolas trends, they're a vein, structural vein-hosted deposits, but this is a disseminated target. It runs perpendicular to the other areas. And, for instance, the first Mosca de Plata working itself, which is about 38 meters long that we've rehabilitated so far, the whole thing averaged a gram of gold and 104 grams of silver per ton. And, within that, we got about a 4 meter wide section that returned 2.69 grams of gold and 112 grams of silver. And, the highest gold in there was 7.62 grams of gold with 223 grams of silver. And we had another silver assay in there that was 2,030 grams of silver. So this has really the potential of doubling the amount of gold and silver that there might be on the Las Bolas property. So we're very excited about that. And certainly our major shareholder, Agnico Eagle Mines, is very excited about it too. They like it very much. And, it's important to keep in mind that our property package is very close to a lot of other deposits all around the Sierra Madres. And one of those deposits is called Orisivo, and it's owned by the big Mexican company Fresnillo. and they have a similar disseminated gold-silver deposit. And a geologist that worked for them but now works for Agnico thinks that what we have looks very much what like they have. And they're only 6 kilometers away from us. In geological terms, that's like in your backyard. You can literally see their property from our property. So we're very excited about this, and we're doing a financing right now. We announced that a couple of weeks ago. We're going to raise up to $4 million by issuing 20 million units. A unit is 20 cents per unit. It includes one share and one half of a share purchase warrant, and the warrant is good for 2 years at a price of 30 cents. And that's a non-brokered private placement. Anybody that might be interested in that is free to, you know, contact me directly at my office. All our contact information is on our website at www.goldandgoliath.com.
Great. So do you think that this makes these new findings makes the company more or better positioned to, take advantage of some of the trends right now in gold and silver?
Absolutely. The gold and silver prices are great. And, this shows very, very large potential in just one area of the overall package of the Uruwachi district. And yet we have other areas like 5 kilometers away on our San Timoteo property. We have underground workings that we want to also continue to develop. And they have zones in there of 5.96 grams of gold over 20 meters combined with 202 grams of silver and 1,500 grams of silver over 6 meters, 6.7 grams of gold over 10 meters. So there's great potential in other areas of the camp too, but at the moment we've just been focusing on this particular area, and with the proceeds of our financing, we're going to be increasing the inferred resource with underground work, underground development. We'll be doing cross cuts and underground diamond drilling, and we'll also be further defining the potential target with surface diamond drilling, and then we'll be following up this new Mosco de Plata zone. It's also, we also call it the Filo de Oro or the Golden Ridge, because it's actually a very observable ridge that runs north-south along the eastern edge of the Los Bolas property, so we'll be working on that as well. So we're going to have a lot of work to do, and I think all of that work will greatly enhance the value of the company.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And so I imagine your working relationship with the government and the citizens there is pretty good.
Yes, we've been in the Uruwachi district for a long time. We get along extremely well with the local Ejido, which are the sort of agrarian communities that they own some of the surface rights, some are private. For example, our prospector was born and raised in the town, and he's related, I would guess he's related to about 30% of the town. The town is about 2,000 people. And, he's been working for me since 1992, and now his son works for us. So we have very good relations. And as a matter of fact, I've been invited by the Prospectors and Developers Association of Canada to bring two or three of the local representatives, and it will probably be the president of the municipality and the president of the Ejido Group, up to Toronto for the PDAC convention. And then they will actually take them on a tour in Ontario to show how Canadian companies work with native populations and get along well. And there's actually a video on our website that interviews a lot of the local townspeople, and they're very, very pleased that we're there. We bring a lot of revenue into the town. The things are improving there. There's power, there's water, there's a workforce. And with the good community relations, we're in a very good position. And you can't really stress how important community relations are, because that can make or break a project. And we certainly get along very well with the local people there.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. And so, what are some of the things that makes Golden Goliath unique from some of the other key players in your sector?
Well, one of the things is that, as I mentioned, we don't have an individual property, but we have a whole district. And that district has a history of mining that goes back to 1735, when the town was founded by two Spaniards looking for gold and silver for the Spanish crown. and there's maybe 100 old silver and gold mines that were in production between 1735 or 6, and everything shut down really about the time of the Mexican Revolution in the early 1920s. And those workings are on our properties. The old mills and the old tailings are all there. So it's not a question of is there any gold there, it's how much gold and silver is still there. And another important thing that differentiates us from other companies is that we own all of these claims 100%. They're fully paid for, and there are no more payments to make other than the annual taxes that everybody pays in Mexico. And that gives us the ability to option out and pieces of our property to other groups. And at the moment, we have one of our properties called Corona, which is in the northwestern part of the camp. We have that under option to a group called Comstock Metals. And they're working away on their thing, and we're looking at potentially doing some other joint ventures or option agreements with other companies as well. And I guess another thing that we're very proud of, the fact that Sprott Asset Management in Toronto is our largest shareholder with about 14% of our stock, and Agnico Eagle Gold Mines, they have about 8.8% of our stock. And even perhaps more importantly, they're also on our board of directors. Mr. Mark Legault, who is their vice president of new projects, is on our board. And Agnico has their own project called Pinos Altos, which is only about 45 kilometers away from the Uruwachi camp, and they're going ahead and putting that into production. So that gives us a real strategic advantage over a lot of other people.
Definitely, it speaks volumes. And so go over your background experience, Paul, as well as that of some of the new manager, some of the management for some of our investors that are new to Gold and Goliath Resources.
Sure. Well, I am a geologist. I got my master's degree in University of Toronto in 1979, and I've been working in the field ever since. I spent about 2 years, 1980 and 81, working in Mexico for Canada's, at the time, largest mining company, Cominco, studying calderas in the southern end of the Sierra Madre Occidental mountain range. And my master's thesis was on a caldera in Canada, and so I was kind of their caldera expert. And that job down there really opened my eyes to the potential of the Sierra Madre for hosting large gold and silver deposits related to calderas. And I kind of made a conscious decision that I would go back there at some time in the future when I could be operating for myself, because I'm an entrepreneurial type of person. The foreign investment laws that made it favorable for junior miners to go to Mexico only in 1992. But by that time, I had excellent contacts in Mexico. The former ambassador to Canada for Mexico was my lawyer in Mexico City. And so the week that those laws changed, I was in Mexico. I had the ambassador's law firm create a private company for me so that I could start to acquire claims in Mexico. And I brought in a Mexican geologist who's still my partner and one of our directors. His name is Daniel Nofrieta. He had about 30 years of experience in the northern end of the Sierra Madres, and I told him about my caldera work, and I was looking for a similar target, and he immediately mentioned the town of Uruwachi in that district, which is a caldera environment. And so literally within 2 weeks of the foreign investment laws changing, I was in Uruwachi, and we were staking our first claims. And you know, it's worked out very well. And the other members of the board, I mentioned Mark Legault. There's also Mr. Richard Hughes. Richard was one of the main people behind the discovery of the famous Hemlo mines in Ontario back in the 1980s. He was the president of Goliath Gold Mines and Golden Scepter Resources, which is actually where we got the name Golden Goliath. But both of his companies on that discovery went from 25 cents to about $90 a share. And we would like to certainly reproduce that type of success. Dr. Andrew McGregor Robertson is also on our board. He was one of the founding partners of the international mining and consulting firm called SRK. He's also Robertson Geo Consultants, and he's a reclamation expert and does work for mining companies all around the world. And we're very happy to have him on board. We also have businessmen. Rob Hutchison is a dot-com type market man. And actually, my cousin, Edward Sorbara, is a very successful businessman in Toronto, and he's on the board of directors as well. And also Mr. Stephen Pierce. Stephen is a unique individual. He's half accountant, half lawyer, and half geologist. It's the way I describe him. He's a mine manager of a small operation in northern BC, but he also has degrees in law and accounting. And Stephen and I run the company on a day-to-day basis. And so we have a very, very strong board of directors, and that's a very important thing for any company that, you know, that if people are doing their due diligence, you know, one of the first things you need to do is look at the board of directors, and when they look at ours, you know, we're very proud of what they see.
For sure. And so looking out into the horizon over the next 12 months, what are some of the goals that the management team has for Golden Goliath?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is close this private placement. And then we will start to vet the contractors to do the underground development so that we can develop the inferred resource and the potential target at Las Bolas, as well as develop this new Mosco de Plata zone. And we may do some underground work at that high-grade San Martin mine where I mentioned those grades before. So we're going to be greatly increasing the value of the company based on a metal in the ground, and that should reflect itself in the share price, especially with the gold and silver prices moving in the direction that they are.
Definitely. And as far as investors, so do you think that right now investors are reacting positively to some of this recent news and that they understand the message?
Yes, some of them are getting some very, very positive reactions. People, our regular shareholders are already signing up to take more of the private placement, and people are starting to understand the significance of what we have. I'm getting calls out of the blue from people that have read some of the press releases, and they want to sort of clarify with me what the situation is, and most of them are interested in the financing, and I can simply just send them a subscription agreement.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Paul Sorbara, president of Golden Goliath Resources, which trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is GNG, as well as on the Pink Sheets. Ticker symbol is GGTHF, and is currently trading at 18 cents a share. So before we conclude, Paul, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Golden Goliath Resources as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think the most important thing to realize is that our property package has the potential to host not one but several new gold and silver mines in Mexico, and we're now with this 43-101 completed, starting to be able to demonstrate the real potential that we have in just one of the areas of the property, and with the new discovery that could possibly double what we've already been looking at. And when a junior mining company at our size makes a discovery of a new mine, that's where the greatest, steepest part of the price curve is, and that's the portion of the curve where you can stand to make the most money when a company goes from 20 cents to 10 times more the value or 20 times more the value. And I'm certainly hoping that people are realizing that and can get on board with us.
Well, point taken, and we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and report on some of your upcoming results. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us, and always good to have you on.
Thank you very much, Juan. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Anytime.